This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hey, joining us live is Cleopatra, who is giving us more. It's Nigezi review, Melana Nengwa Diake. Okay, no, thank you so much. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you, sir? Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's such a pleasure for me to have you, Cleopatra. Wagwapagat. No, just to keep the ball rolling, Mlaleli for sure is waiting to hear you. Who is Cleopatra?
I don't know you.
Yeah, can you
please? The voice is gone again.
Are we clear now?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please tell someone who's listening on the hangout to Gutige who is Cleopatra Pagat?
Hi, Linda. I'm so sorry. I just keep on. It's not the line breaking, but it's your voice drifting away from the line.
I'm gonna talk to our technicians. But I don't know whether we can proceed with the interview. Cleo?
You don't know if I can?
We can proceed with the interview if you hear me.
I just had that part where you said you don't know if we can proceed. I had that.
Okay. Can you please tell someone maybe right now, if you can still hear me, someone who's listening on to the hangout to Gutige, who is Cleopatra Pagat?
Okay. So Cleopatra Pagat is an author.
Yeah.
I write books. I also write children's books.
Yeah.
I'm also a publisher. I am a podcaster. I am an entrepreneur. I do have a shoe brand.
Mm.
And an HR specialist also, full-time profession. So that's basically who Cleopatra is, a child of God who just loves people.
Maybe what inspired you to become an author specifically?
So what inspired me to be an author, it happened in 2021 when we were under lockdown, and I just thought people are getting sick, and what if COVID is to be the end of me? So for me, I think I've always felt that without the writing, there's something in me, there's a purpose that I'm not fulfilling.
Yeah.
So I think during COVID lockdown, I finally face my fears, and I wrote and published a book within, I think it was a space of about 2 months.
And I like the fact that you describe yourself as a child of God, mother, wife, as an author and a life. Maybe if you can share, how do you balance all these roles in your daily life? I know maybe it can be hard to someone else, but to you, how do you balance all these roles?
So I think balancing that comes from that, from just knowing who you are. One of my books is titled Identified, and in there I talk about just knowing who you are outside of the things that you're trying to achieve. So for me, I ensure that I'm rested in who I am, and because I try to rest in who I am, I find it easier to find time to do other things. It's not easy. There are times where you have to prioritize some things over others, but you still need to, decide what is important at the end of the day. So for me, I know that whatever it is that I do, it shouldn't come at the cost of my kids or my calling such. So so we do work at night when people are sleeping, but we also make sure that you find time to get some rest.
Mm.
So you just try to do as much as you can to exploit, what is put inside of you while you still have time on this earth.
Mm. You also talked about walking in your identity. So what does that look like in everyday life?
So in everyday life, it's saying there are things that I want to achieve. I look at my life, I feel like maybe my life should be, I should be somewhere else with my life.
Mm.
But, you know, I am still here, and maybe there is a reason for that. So it is really just constantly reminding myself that because I'm a child of God, it means that things are working for my good. It means that, you know, I'm always at the right place at the right time. And so, yeah, you then get to have peace, you know, about life, even when there are incidents that happen, you know, you still take comfort and assurance in the fact that it could have been worse, that you're still alive,
yes,
that you still have another day to try again.
Yeah.
So basically that's that on a daily basis. It doesn't mean that one feels that they have arrived. It's a navigation daily where you have to trust your maker, where you have to trust God that he will eventually get to where you want to go.
Mm. And you've also written other books like Redeeming the Time and Building the Character, right?
Yes.
So how is Identify different, Mhlambeke, from your other works? Yes.
So Identified is different in the sense that it was during a time where, you know, when we grew up knowing that God, you know, we serve a God that gets so angry at times, that's why there can be so much evil in the world and so forth. So for me, I think when I wrote Identified, which is my latest book, I was going through that period of really saying, you know, I could have cried for all these things before, but what if actually what I had been yearning for, what I had been looking for, was my identity? It was to discover who I am in Christ. So for me, that is how it makes it different. It was like an aha for me to say, actually, it's not about getting the next person. Promotion. It's not about what I don't have or what I have, but it's simply about knowing who I am and knowing, once I know who I am, then I know what is available out there. So building my character, once again, like I said, that's the series for children where I teach kids, you know, how to build their characters, because I'm also a believer in Setswana, we call it le ojo le salime, meaning you mend it while it's wet. So let me stop there so that I don't go ahead of you.
No problem. Maybe what have been the most rewarding feedback, Mhlambe, that you've received to some people who've read the Identified so far? Would you know, yes, I love this line, you see, that you wrote to him.
Yeah, so there's been quite a lot of encouraging feedback, Lindela. You know, things like there's one of the chapters that talks about you are enough.
And
one of the chapters talks about you are beautiful, because we go through life with media telling us how we ought to look like, you know, in order for us to be accepted as beautiful, and, you know, for somebody to read that and realize that actually I am worthy by virtue of me being on this earth. Even when I wake up in the morning, before I put on that makeup, before I do this and that, I'm worthy of God's love, and I'm actually beautiful the way that I am. So I've received quite encouraging feedback. I talk about God being a good father, because I think most of us also, because of the absent fathers, we, you know, have had a wrong relationship with God, where we have failed to see God as a father, as a provider. And so, yeah, so the feedback has been quite overwhelming and varying.
Thank you so much. That was so very nice. You are enough. You are beautiful. I think most of the people need to have that self-confidence whenever we are doing things. Today, our theme for Wednesday, we were saying bloom later, bloom louder. There is no deadline in growth.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So they need to tell themselves that you are enough. You are so beautiful.
Absolutely.
I love that. Maybe what message do you hope sticks with readers long after they've finished Identified?
So I didn't get the last part, Lindelof?
Okay, what message do you hope sticks with readers long after they've finished Identified?
What message do I want to leave with the readers after they have read the book?
Yes.
Okay. I think you've actually just summed it up to say, look, let's take the Lord Jesus Christ quickly as an example, right? He didn't need any experience or qualifications, but the miracles that he performed on this earth. And he did this simply because God affirmed him as his son, you know, his beloved son. And so we go about life being told that you need to get this qualification. You will only be, you know, eligible when you do this, when you do that. But sometimes we end up doing all those, but we don't necessarily accumulate the necessary confidence that ultimately gets us to make it, which reminds me that there's even a chapter that talks about confidence. You know, what exactly is confidence and how do you build confidence internally and externally as well? So, yeah, it's just, I think the long and short of my message is that you are enough, you are beautiful, you are worthy, and God loves you, and God is a very, very good God, and it is His desire to give us the good things in life.
Ma'am, thank you so much. If there is someone who wants to get that book, where they can get it, they can be able to download it, maybe, I don't know.
Can they reach out to me on WhatsApp, and my number is 082-388-4554. Otherwise, they can get hold of me on Facebook as well. My name is Cleopatra Pagati on Facebook.
Ma'am, thank you so much for your time. This is very interesting book, and which is not just interesting, but which is very touching because of it titled Identified. It speaks a lot, Identified. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lindelof. Thank you so much.
Yes, may you enjoy the rest of your day. That was Cleopatra.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.